Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. This is the second segment in a special hour of Out of the Fog. We're doing this in conjunction with the good folks at the Northwest Women's Show, Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ, and the Dr. Pat Show. So welcome back, all of you. In the first segment, you got to meet Jamie Ridler, and she was talking about how getting in touch with your creativity can help you shine. And in the second half hour here, I'm wondering, have you ever felt like maybe you were sort of marking time, or if you were waiting, you're just kind of hanging out waiting for your life to actually begin? Or maybe you're wondering, seriously, is this all there is? Well, have I got somebody for you? Dr. Alice Chan is an inspirational author, a speaker, and a coach. She's on a mission to help others rediscover their true selves and live the life of their dreams. She was recently profiled on Huffington Post as an inspirational leader with a record of leading by example and laying the foundation for our collective greatness. She's a former award-winning professor at Cornell University and a seasoned market research and business consultant. To learn more about Alice, her book, Reach Your Dreams, and her programs, please visit dralicechan.com. That's dralicechan.com. Alice, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. Hi, everybody. So good to be with you.
Oh, thank you. It's wonderful to talk with you again. And this is the perfect subject. The theme here in this program is living your best life, shining, having what I think Dr. Pat would call an epic life. And you are a wonderful example of someone whose life was going one place and then everything changed for you. Can you say a little bit about how you came into your mission?
Absolutely. Well, in a nutshell, basically, as you were saying, my life was going in one direction and everything came to a halt. It really basically amounted to a lifetime, literally a lifetime of soul searching, wondering why I was born, why I was just taking up space in this world. And doing everything that I knew how to create a successful life and created those accolades that you read in my bio, being an award-winning professor, being a successful business consultant and all that. And everything came to a screeching halt at the end of 2008 when I nearly died in a car accident. And that was an accident in reality, but no accident in real terms, because really, by that year, I was so miserable with my objectively successful life that I thought if I had to do that anymore, I might as well be dead. And so basically the universe almost gave me the answer, except that when I was still unconscious in the hospital, I had the greatest opportunity to actually experience what it's like to be in the spirit world without being in the spirit world. And I was told that my time wasn't up yet. There was still more for me to do in this life. And it was mine to get well and, you know, go out and figure out what it is that I'm supposed to do and to do it. And so after a pretty difficult recovery physically and emotionally, I realized that part of my pain for most of my life up to that point was to equip me to help others who are in similar places and really go back to their heart and soul to realize why they're here and to go after the life they're here to live. And that's why I have my mission, which is to help people do that.
Mm. And you have written a very good book called Reach Your Dreams, and people can find out more about that on your website. Today we're talking about helping people live their best life now, not tomorrow, but maybe now. And what made you decide specifically to to help other people do that. There's a lot of teaching there out there about how you can change and be better later. So what made you decide to focus on helping people do it now?
I'm glad you asked that. Basically, the first answer, the overall picture is that it's a natural extension of what I was already doing with my book and all that. But there were actually two points late last year that really made me realize that I need to do this. The first point is, I continue to study conscious living principles and how to bring awareness to how we create our lives. And I became a fan of Dr. Robert Holden's work. And he's actually going to be on PBS later this evening, if you're on Pacific time, at 5 o'clock. So check him out. So one of the things he said to me that really resonated is that no amount of self-improvement is ever going to be enough to make up for the lack of self-acceptance. And that just really hit home with me that so many of us, as you said, Karen, are waiting to improve ourselves, to fix ourselves in order to be worthy of the life that we think we want to live. And so we keep putting it off when the time is now. And then the second thing that really just got my attention was that since last November, I just noticed that every single day, there will be a group of people who landed on my website through a Google search on I don't know what I want.
Huh.
Every single day. And then by the end of 2012, when I got my annual report for my website, that was the single highest Google search phrase that got people to my website. And it just broke my heart to imagine there's so many hurting souls out there who felt so desperate about not knowing what to do that they went on Google to search, don't know what I want, hoping to find an answer. And so to bring it all together, I took myself on a personal retreat in early December, just wanting guidance on where do I focus on now to really bring my mission to where people need it. And so very naturally, a 30-day program to guide people on how to welcome their best life now came about. And that's why I want to talk about it, living our best life today.
Mm. And it is true that I think for a lot of us, we feel like we're waiting for something that will come and fix us. Or we're kind of waiting for the magic thing. And what we miss is that it, at least as I believe, it's in the present moment that change happens, that healing happens, that our connection with the divine happens. We're not waiting for something to happen. It's happening now. We're just not maybe paying attention to it.
Yes.
What do you think some of the reasons are then that people aren't living their best life or not living the life of their dreams?
I'd be happy to talk about that. There are basically three categories of reasons, if you will, and they really come from my own personal experience and also working with others. And so the first category of reason is basically what I just said, people who don't know what they want. I mean, it's painful enough to know what you want and don't know how to get there. It's imagine not even knowing what you want, how miserable that would be. And so just like all those folks who landed on my website searching, don't know what I want, that is one of the biggest reasons why so many of us aren't embracing the life of our dreams and our best life. And again, clearly I was there myself before I nearly died. Mm-hmm. And then second category, second biggest reason, it's really surrounding fear. Fear of giving up our comfort zone. And so I'm going to say something that's going to probably make people think a little bit and may seem a little counterintuitive, but a lot of us are really attached to our pain. We may be miserable in our lives. We may feel like, God, I can't do this anymore. And oh my gosh, it's Monday morning. I got to go to that stupid job again. I can't wait for the weekend to come. Or, gosh, I just can't. I can't imagine going home and doing the whole, miserable relationship again, whatever your case may be. And yet, when we have been doing that for an extended period of time, we don't realize how comfortable we have become with our misery. And so the idea of stepping out of that and choosing something else just freaks the heck out of us. And sometimes we're not aware of how freaked out we are. And so we just hide behind this facade of, I don't know what it is that I want. I just know I don't want what I have. And so we just stay in that status quo. Okay. And then the last biggest reason, and perhaps the biggest reason that people are not necessarily aware of, is deep down, we just don't feel worthy to have more than what we have. And what that how that shows up in our lives is when we feel like we have to fix ourselves, when we feel like we need to improve ourselves somehow before we can deserve that best life. And so, you know, I'll just give a very simple example. Years ago, a friend of mine, you know, who was already in her midlife, she wanted more than anything to have a relationship in her life. But she stopped herself from going out to meeting people because she felt that she was too heavy. And so she said, I'll go out when I lose some weight. So she felt like just as she was not good enough to get what she wanted. And so she put it off, she put it off. She never lost the weight. She never got the relationship she wanted. And so that is the third biggest reason why we don't embrace our best life.
And that can become kind of a not a self-fulfilling prophecy, but that can create quite a cycle. If I won't go out until I lose 40 pounds, but I don't lose the 40 pounds, and then I never go out, and then I never lose it, and then I never go out. Those are the kind of cycles that can keep people just spinning in the same place for years.
Absolutely, or for life.
Yeah. And so when we're ready and we are realizing that the patterns we hold aren't serving us, our feelings of not being worthy isn't serving us, our fear isn't serving us, what can we do to start living our best life now?
I'm glad you asked that, Karen. Basically, you know, there are all kinds of things that we can do, but if I were to boil it down to what we need, there are basically three keys. The first one may be really obvious, but we don't do that. And the first one is just to decide that that's what we want. We're going to decide right now. We're going to choose. We're going to make a conscious decision that we're going to do what it takes to welcome our best life. Not tomorrow, not when we lose 40 pounds, not when I get further education, that kind of thing. It's now. We make that decision. What that does is psychologically, it shifts us to a different state of basically creating our own spiral, upward spiral or self-fulfilling prophecy, whatever resonates with you. And then at an energetic level, you know, there are a lot of philosophers and spiritual teachers for centuries who basically said the same thing. Once we make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen for us. So basically we are saying yes to hooking into the universal energy that wants to give us everything that we ever want. It's just waiting for us to say yes to it. And so deciding that I'm good enough right now and I'm going to go for it is the first key to living our best life now. And then the second key has to do with, again, something that we don't think about very much. You know, most of us, when we're in pain, when we don't like what we have, our natural reaction is to turn away from our life, and we want to look at anything else but our lives. But when in reality, basically what we're given is the starting point for us to create anything we want, whether it's to perpetuate what we continue to have right now or to shift from a different place. I mean, the way I like to think about it and recommend that people think about it is your life is basically a container to hold the good that you want to bring in. And so if you turn away from that container, where are you going to create your life? Where are you going to hold the good that you want to come into your life? And so the second key then is to really honor how life has been happening for you, not to you, in the experiences that you don't want. And so when we actually sit down and reflect on the things that we thought were detours in our lives or things that we've done that were completely a waste of time, when we actually sit down and take stock of the experiences we've had, more often than not, we realize that the experiences that we had, the skills that we have acquired, actually are the right things to move us forward into our best life, into the life of our dreams. So the second key is really to honor that. And also related to this honoring point is also the fact that we think, you know, when we fix ourselves enough, we're never going to feel bad again. We're never going to feel afraid again. We're never going to feel anxious again. That is so not true. When we learn to honor and to hold that container with which we create our best life, we realize that there are going to be days when we're going to feel the blues. There are going to be days when we're going to feel afraid. But when we have the right tools, we know how to manage those fears and negative emotions and be able to still move forward. And that's the key to living our best life anytime, okay? And then the last key that I want to mention is basically the bulk of what's keeping most of us stuck in a life that's less than the best and less than the life of our dreams. And that is to release whatever that's blocking us from that. Now, the releasing part, some of that is subconscious. We have a lot of beliefs and messages about ourselves, about the world, about what we deserve that we acquire since we were really little kids and we actually promptly forgot what they are. And so there are ways that we can get to a subconscious mind to release those old beliefs. And then there are conscious things that we can do to train ourselves to release what no longer serves us. And those are around judgments and expectations we have about how things and people ought to be. And when we engage in those practices, some of them are forgiveness, some of them are reframing exercises, we can then release all those beliefs and blocks that are keeping us from welcoming our best life.
Wow. This is, to me, this is very powerful because it sounds simple and yet it goes so deep.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, most things really are simple. I think we human beings, with our gift of having a mind, we overcomplicate things for ourselves. The deep part comes from repetition. The deep part comes from knowing what we need to do and keep practicing it until it becomes second nature. Just like when we go to the gym, the first time we work on a muscle group, we come back and feel really sore. But when we keep at it, it becomes so easy and second nature, and we get muscle tone from it too. And so you're absolutely right, Karen, that it's both simple and deep, and we just need to be able to see it that way.
And I think sometimes one of the ways that we don't look at our lives or don't see the truth is we distract ourselves by making things really, really complicated. And then we go, no, that's too complicated for me. No, I can't do that. And here's something that people can really do. Now, there is a component here. You offer, as a coach and as an author, you do offer support to people who want to make these changes. So can you say a little bit about, I mean, there's a wonderful class coming up and you do one-on-one stuff. So tell me what you're doing there.
Sure. I'll be happy to. And most certainly, if someone wants individual attention, they can always contact me for a free 30-minute consult and I can find out if I can help them. In most cases, I can, but in some cases, I can't. And I'll be honest with you if I can't, that we are not the right fit to work together. And so that's always an option. And then there's an opportunity, both if you would like to be in community with others or you want a more structured program way to do some of the things that we just talked about in terms of making a decision to welcome your best life, learning how to reframe how life has been happening for you and not to you, and also all the tools that you can adopt to release what no longer serves you and to create space to welcome your best life and to learn how to break this big scary thing called welcoming your best life into realistic things that you can do. I actually have a 30-day program. It's called 30 Days to Living Your Best Life. I mentioned earlier in this interview this afternoon that I went on a personal retreat last year. And that program basically is divinely guided, just like my book. It came to me that this is the way I can help others do what they need to overcome the barriers to welcoming their best life and to give them the tools to do all that. And so with this 30 Days to Living Your Best Life program, you have the option of doing it self-paced. If you're very self-directed and you have a busy life, you want to be able to do certain practices certain days of the week and you want your own program, there is an option for you. The way it works is there are 30 days of daily videos, about 5 minutes apiece. I want to make it really easy for people. You watch roughly 5 minutes of a video, and then you have a practice book to guide you through contemplations for the day. So you can do the self-paced option and do this on your own. Or if you like to be in community with others and get group coaching support from me, there is a group coaching option, and that the next round starts on April 4th. And what happens there is that, yeah, you see the same 30 days of videos, but we actually get on the phone from start to finish in 6 weeks. Basically, we do 5 days a week because I want to be realistic about how much you all can absorb in a week. So you do 5 days of practice a week. We get on the phone, talk about it. And there's also a secret Facebook community. I love the secret part. Nobody knows about it except us. And you're able to post questions and your experience working through the program in between calls in that secret Facebook community. Right now, I have a program going on, and the feedback and the questions are just phenomenal. I'm just so excited about the transformation that's happening right in front of my eyes. So you can do that. And so with the group coaching option, you get all that. You get all the videos, you get a secret Facebook community, and you get to be in community with others who are doing this program with you, and I am there. We have a total of 7 calls spread over 6 weeks. And so I really invite all of you to check it out, whether or not you want to do the self-paced option or the group option. And a couple of specials to mention here. There's an early bird sign-up that's going to go through March 10th. You get a significant discount if you sign up before then. And also, because I love Karen, signs up through listening to this program and you enter Karen in the checkout code, you get a bonus surprise gift at the start of the program. That's my thank you, Karen.
Now, the gift is not that I come to your house to dance, and I think we need to be very clear about that. That is not the surprise gift, okay? Wow, okay, so if you go to dralicechan.com, that's dralicechan.com, and go over to the tab that says 30 Days to Your Best Life, and sign up. Use the coupon code Karen, and I'll come to your house. No, I won't actually come to your house, but you will get a surprise bonus gift. Alice, with the people you're working with, in the program right now, what kind of questions are you hearing from them? What kind of changes are they experiencing as a result of this?
2 things come to mind that, you know, almost everybody, said. One of it is they said, you know, I have thought of myself as a pretty positive person. I really have no idea that all these negative things holding me back that I'm not even aware of until I'm doing this program. And so that's a big aha for them. And then the other common thing that has come up is people realize how much they got psyched out by how big of a mountain it seems to them to welcome their best life. You know, there's one participant that's coming to mind in particular. She's a cancer survivor multiple times over, and she's so used to being in a suboptimal physical state that the idea of her living a better life than what she has lived for 20 years is so insurmountable to her. But when we're talking about releasing, you know, blocks that's keeping her stuck in her current state, and to talk about how we can actually break it down into something realistic that she can actually embrace a little bit at a time, she's actually feeling that there's hope for her first time in 20 years.
Oh, that is wonderful. Alice, thank you so much. Our time has flown by. I am so grateful for your presence on the show today. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my honor, always.
Oh, always, and next time too, it will be your honor. Thank you so much, Alice.
Sure.
That is the wonderful Dr. Alice Chan. She's the author of Reach Your Dreams. She's been talking about how to live your best life now, and you can get more information about Alice, about the 30 Days to Your Best Life program, and much more at dralicechan.com. That's dralicechan.com. Now, that's just about all the time we have for today. And I would invite you to head over to fogcitypsychic.com and click on everything. And if you like the sound of Out of the Fog Radio, you can find me right here on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.